Doyle says if re-elected, he'd propose the child care tax deduction in the next state budget, and that it could be available to parents when they fill out their state tax form in 2008. Under the plan, people would be able to deduct up to $3,000 for one child and $6,000 for two or more children. Doyle estimates a family with two kids in child care would save about $400 a year. The tax cut would not be targeted to low-income people. Doyle says parents of all incomes could claim the deduction.
Well, because I think everybody, I mean, we want to have this be a fair deduction for people who are earning less money and more money. And just as we treat most tax deductions, as we do with our health care premium, for example, what we're saying is your child care costs, no matter what your income, can be deducted.
Doyle says the Wisconsin tax break for child care would be on top of the current federal tax break and follow the federal law. The plan would cost Wisconsin about $16 million a year and come on top of a $50 million tax deduction the governor recently proposed for premiums paid to employer-sponsored health care plans. Doyle says state finances will be good enough to be able to afford the lost revenue.
And if it means we have to make some cuts in other areas in order to make sure that those are the state's priorities, that's what a budget's about.
A spokesman for Republican challenger Mark Green declined to be interviewed, but a statement from the Green campaign says that because of Doyle vetoes of a proposed property tax freeze, Wisconsinites are seeing more of their paychecks going towards taxes than 4 years ago. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.